Hey everybody, it's Monday, and we are continuing on in 2 Corinthians. We're on to chapter 2 today. Now, I had mentioned as I introduced 2 Corinthians to you on Friday that Paul had written more than just two letters to the Corinthians, though we only have access to the two. But I had mentioned that the reason Paul wrote 2 Corinthians is because he had written a very scathing letter to those in Corinth. We don't have a copy of that letter, but Paul references it here because this is the reason that he wrote to the Corinthians this time. He refers to it here, reminding them of his love for you. He says in verse 4, "For I wrote you out of great distress and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to grieve you, but to let you know the depth of my love for you." And so we see kind of behind the curtain with Paul here, letting them know that he didn't write this letter to hurt them, but because he loved them. He spends some time here talking about forgiving someone who has hurt, evidently the church here, and he's talking about the punishment that was given to him and says that this punishment is sufficient. And so he is teaching the people that when someone offends, that they are to forgive and comfort, and that they are to show grace, and even says reaffirm your love for him. I think there's something that we can really take out of this today when it comes to people who have hurt us, who have done things against us, that we're to show grace, we're to forgive, even to the point of comforting and reaffirming them. Now, I want to talk about smell for the rest of our time today, the sense of smell. You know, I got COVID about 8 months ago from the time that I recorded this. And one of the things that happened to me is I lost my sense of smell. I lost my sense of taste as well. And at the time of this recording, I might have half or 60% of my taste back. And I might have 20% of my smell back. I never realized how much I took for granted the fact that I could taste things and I could smell things. You ever thought about how Jesus smelled? Now, he was probably no different than any other first century Jewish man. They didn't take daily showers back then. They didn't have all of the deodorants that we have and the colognes that we have. They were on dusty roads. They didn't have all of the soap and all of the things that we take for granted today. I don't want to just talk about how Jesus physically smelled, like how your nose would pick up his scent, but how his very presence would elicit such a wonderful, figurative aroma. I want to read this to you starting in verse 14. "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." And then verse 15, "For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one," so those who are perishing, "we are the smell of death. To the other, we are the fragrance of life." So we are to give off the aroma of Christ. You know, when somebody who wears a lot of cologne, and hopefully a good cologne, walks by us and we just close our eyes and we smell, and even when they walk out of the room, we can tell that they've been there because they leave a lasting impression. I want you to think about the importance of us smelling like Jesus, that when we walk by people, our very countenance makes people feel or sense the love of Christ in our lives. I think so often that Christians get so caught up in being right, so caught up in fighting for the cause, which is extremely important that we fight for truth. But I think sometimes we fight for that and we don't leave the aroma of Christ. We leave the stench of resentment, unforgiveness, hatred, pride, whatever it is. But I want you to think about today, leaving the aroma of Christ everywhere you go. See you tomorrow.